Jeff, you remember back in the day when we were just wee lads?
I do.
And
yes.
There was a particular game. I'm just going to reach over here because I actually have it. Jeff, does this bring back any memories for you?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yes. Can you believe it has been 20 years? 20 years.
That sounds about right.
Since Unreal Tournament, which we now call GOTY, or Game of the Year Edition, was released. And this is the actual disc, so you can still get these on Amazon. You'll get them used, but it's only a couple bucks. You can also get the game on Steam for $11, and you can play Unreal Tournament. Now, this game, I mean, for a lot of us, holds a lot of nostalgia.
Oh, yeah.
But 20 years... And it's still absolutely playable. It's still a lot of fun. This was the original, I would say, Jeff, this was the original deathmatch.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was out around the same time as,
like Commander Keen.
Yeah, but I mean, as far as a first-person shooter, it was that. You had Team Fortress, Counter-Strike. They were all kind of within the same time frame of years. Mm. But UT was kind of like that benchmark that everybody used. And I mean, even now, like, when I look back on it, like, I think I had the most fun with UT compared to Counter-Strike or Team Fortress.
Oh, yeah. And that was about the time that Jeff and I got to know one another.
Yes.
So, and this is part of how we got to know one another. So this is actually kind of special to Category 5, I think, Jeff.
Yeah.
Because this game brought us closer together.
What was the other one
we
played? Was
it we Nexus? Played Tremulous.
Tremulous, that's
Tremulous
what it was
is a Linux game where we were like spiders and aliens and running around and everything. That was an open source. But Tremulous as well as Unreal Tournament, what was neat about this is it was one of the first real games that was available on Linux.
Yeah.
So you can install this directly on Linux. Now it's called a PC CD-ROM, but right on the back you can see Tux. See that?
Yeah.
That's right.
So, yes, the installer is for Windows, but it also has an installer for Linux. So this was, I think, one of the first games. So it made us able to play Deathmatch multiplayer across, we did LAN parties.
Yep.
What was our biggest LAN party, would you say?
Oh, gosh. I want to say we had 4 or 5 computers at one point.
Easy, eh?
Yeah.
Do you remember the time when we had a LAN party and we had, like, people sitting, I had, like, the big 40-inch CRT TV, and it was connected to a computer.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Was like a big LAN party where we had, I don't know, maybe 10 or 15 people over, and we just had an Unreal Tournament LAN party.
Yes. Oh, that was so much fun.
Those were the days.
I love that. I think we need to, like, have another UT LAN party.
I think so. 20 years in, do you think it's still worth playing?
Absolutely.
What do you think, folks? The Redeemer was my weapon of choice. Do you remember?
I you know what? I think the Redeemer was my go-to as well.
Yeah.
Mainly because I just couldn't catch up with you. Like, for whatever reason, you were really good at fragging me.
Yeah.
And with the Redeemer, and I needed to use the Redeemer to at least kind of have some sort of a semblance of fighting back. It was so good.
So great.
I missed that game.
Unreal Tournament. You can find it on Amazon still. Again, it's on Steam. It is not for kids. I mean, we say that. It's got a lot of violence, but it's kind of comic, mischievous violence and a lot of fun. And in fact, my kids are old enough that we're starting to play this together now, Jeff, which is really, really cool. 20 years in, folks, Unreal Tournament. So, you know, big kudos to the developers of that game. Are you ready for this, Jeff? I want to go through the system requirements. Folks at home, are you ready for this? Seriously.
Big requirements.
Yeah, okay. So I want to install this on my i9-9900K at 5 gigahertz with 64 gigs of RAM. But let's make sure we meet the minimum system requirements according to the Jewel case. Here we go. System requirements. CPU, Pentium 200 megahertz or better. Recommended, Pentium 2, 233.
Wow.
Memory, 32 megabytes of RAM.
Wow.
Recommended, 64 megabytes. We're not talking gigabytes here, okay? We're talking megabytes.
64 mega RAM.
Oh, my goodness. Remember when we thought that was big?
Yes.
Okay, available hard drive space required to install Unreal Tournament back in the day.
Can I take a guess?
Yeah, take a guess for me.
I'm going to guess 62 megabytes.
You're about halfway there.
See, I was going to say 120.
Yeah, that's the minimum. The minimum requirement is 120 megabytes.
Wow.
Megabytes. Recommended because it's got, remember, there are two discs here. One of them is the game disc. One of them is the extras. If you want the extras, you're going to need about 605 megabytes. They're that specific. It actually says 605 megabytes is recommended. Okay, it's CD-ROM. Windows 9X compatible. I want to read this verbatim. It says Windows 9X compatible. So that means this was compatible with Windows 95 and Windows 98. Yet you can still run it on Windows 10 and Linux now here in 2019. And this, of course, came out in, you guessed it, 1999. The video. PCI local bus video card. 3D accelerator recommended. Do you think that my NVIDIA RTX 6000 is going to be sufficient to play Unreal Tournament? It only
might
has
lag just a little bit.
I don't know, Jeff. It has
maybe a little bit.
It only has 24 gigs of DDR6 RAM on board. Operating system, Windows 95, Windows 98, Windows 2000, because we all played Unreal Tournament on our Windows servers, didn't we? Windows NT. Oh, boy. A downloadable Linux version is available at UnrealTournament.com. It actually says that right on the jewel case here. Network and internet play via TCP/IP. Like there, because there, oh, you can't do this with FidoNet, folks. No, you need a TCP/IP network. That is just, well, can I say Unreal? That's your Unreal Tournament, folks. Happy 20th birthday to the greatest game, probably, I'd say, of all time. That's the ultimate deathmatch game.
I should try playing it just once.
Oh, Sasha, I think you should join us for a LAN party. Because that was before we got to know one another. Wouldn't it be just a joy, folks, to have Sasha and Jeff together and maybe get the community together to do an Unreal Tournament LAN party?
I imagine that I would be absolutely annihilated right off the hop.
I think so.
I'm a pretty good button masher. Mm-hmm. So
now, because it was so long ago,
yeah,
would there be capabilities today of online, like, server play?
Yes, sir.
It's not direct connect to a specific server. It's just open. You could join.
You create a server in your game.
Yep.
And it gives everyone else access to that server if it's a public server. If it's a private server, it's LAN only. Or if somebody has your IP and you've got the ports open on your network, then they'll be able to play as well.
Who wants to turn it into a VR game?
Well,
they do have modern versions, Sasha. I mean, Unreal Tournament is certainly not dead.
Right.
But this is the original, the real deal right here.
It's too bad that we couldn't have a bunch of copies available for our patrons that... where we could do like a patron-only night, like 20-year edition.
Oh, that would be great. Well, I will say, if we had, let's just say, community, if you were fans of Unreal Tournament, if you don't already have it, grab a copy in Steam. Again, it's only $11. I got this for $6 on Amazon used. So you can still get it. Get it and get it installed and up and working, and then communicate back to us here at Category 5 TV. And let's do it. Let's do a LAN party, guys.
Okay.
I would totally be up for that.
Yeah. All right. I'm in.
Right.
I'm there.
Let's do it.
What was the other one we played?
All right.
The first like MMO, Entropia Universe.
Wow. Well, that was quite a bit later, Jeff.
It was,
yeah.
But I mean, I do remember playing that one. That was like right at the beginning of MMOs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It still exists as well. It's still out there. I still have my PED.
So do I.
Yeah.
Yep.
Don't know if it really helps me out these days. I've never cashed out, but hey, I've got some good in-game stuff. But hey, that's so cool. 20 years. I can't believe it.
That's wild.
Makes me feel a little bit old. But at the same time, wow. That's nostalgia right there.